I bring greetings to you from the Church of God in Paraguay, South America. Soon, you will hear an audio recording from Bishop Gomez himself wanting me to say thank you to each one of y'all. And I know you may not notice it, but they are connected to this body. If you're messing up, they know. They know who drives fast. They count to me, they recount to me the stories. Don't you remember when Bishop said how Prophet Massey drives? I said, I do. Tell me more. What did you hear? I might have missed that one. They love you all. They love us. And Bishop Gomez will always, many times throughout the time that we're there, make sure that I understand how grateful he is of you, Bishop. How grateful he is of an apostle and the anointing. And you'll hear in his message, he understands the power of the anointing, and he understands the direction and your heart for that region. And he loves you, Bishop. He loves Pastora. He said, wow, she can preach. We have the best Pastora. Yes. Man. And we are blessed as a body to be under the unction and the anointing of the apostle, to be under the direction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. We're also very blessed to be a part, just to be a part of the first family as we admire what the Lord is doing. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I want to thank you, church people, for your sacrifice, for being here on a Wednesday. You know, most of us don't just wake up at 11, smell coffee, and go read your word. No kids, you know, yelling. Nobody's hungry for breakfast. Most of us, you know, we live a life. And we go to work. And we're like, dear God, just help us get through. So thank you all for making the sacrifice to be here. Yeah, all that to say that, right? Thank you, leaders and department leaders in your places. We can't do this without y'all. I say we as, you know, I'm just thankful. My brain's all over the place. Thank you, pastoral staff, and the offices of your giftings. Once again, I don't have words to say. I'm just so thankful for that. Thank you, prophet, prophetess, prophetessita. Hallelujah. I'm very grateful for how the Lord uses your giftings, the entire Massey family, because, and I know sometimes the words are going to go forth for somebody else, and I'm thankful when God speaks to somebody else. I'm very, not in that manner, you know. I like to see what God is doing in other people's lives and in their ministries, but the word that the Lord gave prior to us leaving, Bishop, this was probably the most peaceful I have felt. God said, stop studying. And I'm like, sure. What you have is in your mouth, you're already going to deliver. I told my wife many times over, I said, I feel at peace with the direction. I feel at peace with what we're doing. I feel at peace with what the word God gave. And God needed to speak that to me because I was trying to figure it out and trying to find a message to maybe preach if that was a possibility. But God said, stop. And I'm so thankful that we can hear the voice of God through the people that he uses, through the submitted vessels that he uses. So as much, and I told my wife and my kids, well, I really just told my wife, I said, we don't know the gravity of how we're being protected. We don't understand what could have harmed us behind us or in front of us. But we have a body that's praying for us. And we have a word that has gone forth. And so we trust that word. We lean on that word. And so I'm so thankful for your gifting. We are also very blessed to have the Massey family as part of this family. And it goes without saying. I mean, this is just a high-level family. Even scarier with that lance that he was wielding on Sunday. Watch out. Don't make him mad. Better play that harp. And first family again, thank you all. Gracias, Obispo Gomez, su familia. Gracias a la iglesia en Paraguay por invitarnos a su país. Los amamos. Gracias por ser sujeto a nuestro obispo. Dios va a hacer grandes cosas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to change this up. Some of y'all asked before, do you sing in Paraguay? No. No, I'm kidding. They sing there, and it's really beautiful. But here's how something kind of went back down there. Let's see. I want everybody to clap your hands like this. My wife, I'm going to embarrass my wife. Keep clapping. This is how it goes. ¿Dónde está el Espíritu de Dios? Hay libertad, ¿dónde está el Espíritu de Dios? Ahí siempre hay libertad. One more time. ¿Dónde está el Espíritu de Dios? Hay libertad, ¿dónde está el Espíritu de Dios? Ahí siempre hay libertad. And then, of course, libertad, 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 libertad. ¿Dónde está el Espíritu de Dios? Ahí siempre hay libertad. And what you're saying, keep clapping. What you're saying in English is where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Hallelujah. ¿Dónde está el Espíritu de Dios? Hay libertad, hay libertad. ¿Dónde está el Espíritu de Dios? Ahí siempre hay libertad. Let's give a hand clap unto the Lord. Isn't he good? Hallelujah! Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We can worship. We can praise him. It doesn't matter where we're at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Eres digno de ser alabado, Señor. Te adoramos, Señor. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, have your way, have your way, have your way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whew. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. That was it. God will move in this place how he chooses. We don't hold him. And I know I kind of ran through the honoring, but Bishop, again, man, I know the church body feels the same, but we love you, and hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 You know how we don't understand the value until, well, the saying is until it's gone, but I don't think we fully understand. You may be seated. I don't think we fully understand the value and the gravity of a man of God, the man of God we have over us, true man of God. And we want to represent the man of God well. It's an honor and a burden all at the same time. And so we hope that when we go there, we're not leaving a trail of, like, you know, nastiness and garbage behind. We try to represent our body well. We took greetings from you all to them, even if you didn't want to say hi. But let's look at the slide presentation. I don't know. Everything that I put up there was approved-ish by my wife. There is some funny stuff there. There's some spiritual stuff there. And then the Lord is in that. But we broke ground, new ground. And so I don't know what the first slide is, but it's a picture of, yes, so those are some flowers in San Ignacio, which is a little town nearby, Pilar. And so this was a doctrinal conference. And so let's go to the next slide, because that one's really pretty. That's just giving you guys a look at that little tiny picture. I'm trying to say, like, hey, we're there, and they're there. And so we take that trip, and God has blessed us to be able to make that trip. I think it's 8,000 kilometers. I'm not sure. I'm just making that up. But it takes a long time to get there. Let's go to the next slide. We flew into Panama, and this is a really important thing. The Lord, okay, this is a joke, but just listen to me. Listen to this. The Lord is moving in other countries. Let's see the next slide. I'll see that. Is that a video? Huh? The next one's a video? All right, we got to see what the video shows. Let's see.
It's finally here. Oh. 6 months ago, it was being built.
Yeah.
So we were so excited.
Look at the horizon.
Baggage claim on immigration to your left.
Thank you.
We are paving the way for you, Bishop. Look at Micah, yeah, he's eyeing it. We're in the promised land. So if you didn't hear it, I said, we're in the promised land, and my son's like, shut up, Dad. You know. Let's go to the next slide, and of course, it's just me messing around. Now, the little caption there says, what would Bishop do? You know, the Lord said he would give me different giftings. I can read minds. sometimes. And so what would Bishop do? What would he do? And it says, I am sure this is what my bishop would do. So my son, Micah, who's never had Popeyes, KFC in the States, has to honor his bishop by getting some sort of cuisine that mirrors his bishop. You can go to the next slide. So we flew out. We waited in Panama. We heard Pastor Seckler's message while we were waiting in the airport. And, of course, me, I have to let people know where I'm at. So I did chime in to the media department, and I said, listening from Panama. Anyways, I'm sure you guys appreciate that. But let's go to the next slide. So our next destination is Paraguay, from Panama to Paraguay. I think it's about five hours. It feels like 10, but it's 4 to 5 hours. And so this is just a map of Paraguay. And I want to show you this because the focus is those little stars and the little heart there, that's kind of the area that we're at. But Paraguay stretches, you can see Bolivia, Argentina, Brazil. It's landlocked between those nations. And most of what we're doing right now is just in this little region. And it's been on my heart. We're going to wait on the Lord. We're going to wait on the Lord, but there's more souls that need the gospel. So let's go to the next one. So that little tiny triangle, I cut it out, and that little red dot at the top is Asunción. So we get into the capital. Very somewhat modern place, but a very big distinction between the very, very rich and the very poor, and a lot of sin and a lot of people who need the Lord. Let's go to the next slide. Let's see. I guess that might be a video. And I just say something really ridiculous, but go or something.
9 a.m., and we made it once again. Everybody's a little tired from the trip.
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
Jesus.
So that's just you seeing my kids. They're really happy in that moment. It is 5 a.m., and they got kind of like an interesting little meal, and then we're waiting for breakfast. I mean, the hotel's right there. We're about to just enjoy it. Now, the driver of the van, and by the way, I meet everybody, and I will talk to you because at some point the door may open. But the driver of the van was named Jeremiah. I'm like, Jeremías, como la Biblia? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, do you go to church? He's like, no. And then anyways, nice young kid. We talked on the way. Like, again, poor them. They have to hear me just chatter it up. Go to the next slide. So we arrived at the hotel. We stayed there. We kind of recouped, getting ready to work. Everything happens kind of quick. We already kind of aware of what we're doing. We have our routine. Some people rest and beautify. Other people work out and, you know, eat. And so y'all can discern who and what, you know. But we get up the next day, and our next step is Formosa. This is what we had intended on trying to go. And so a lot of these slides are us traveling to Formosa. But look what happens. Look how God moves in about 30 seconds. Go ahead and play the video. She's awake. The kids are praying. Watch and see. What happened to my co-pilot? So I did have her permission-ish. I just said, please, can I put it on there? The people need to know that you pray often. Again, we're exhausted. Our bodies are tired. We're allowed. I mean, I'm sure I slept, and our biggest concern is, you know, fall asleep, mouth open, and then Bishop Gomez is like, oh, and that's something. We're like, oh, okay, see. He's like, what did you agree to? Let's go to the next slide. So Formosa, the little red dot, you know, borders, Argentina borders Pilar, Paraguay. And let's go to the next slide. So Alberdi is the town on the Paraguayan side that we travel to first, and then we get to the next picture. And so that's the immigration office. We kind of didn't know what to do. We weren't fully, I kind of had an idea. But obviously you see in back there, there's no bridge. So we're going to tell you, we swam. No, I'm kidding. Go to the next page, next slide. So that's our family. I said, don't move, stay in a huddle. No, I'm kidding. That's just them standing there. And there was prophecy about the weather being favorable. And I can tell you the weather was favorable, very favorable. So much that Bishop Gomez yesterday told me that they're under lots of rain right now. So it would have been so difficult. And we kept looking to the clouds. As you can see, the clouds there, they looked a little interesting. And we kept saying, favorable. The Lord said it's to be favorable. And we trusted that word. I'm serious. Like the things that they're important, those little things, they matter. They go to the next slide. The lady, well, that's just us peering towards Formosa. That's the road that we got up on. And you can see somebody fishing in the distance, I think. And then keep going. We're peering towards Argentina. So I said Uber Lancha. There is Uber in Asunción. You can actually Uber somewhere, which is a funny story. The gentleman, we wanted to go to the block down to the mall. They have, I guess, better food. And he goes, you know, it's just like a block away. And I'm like, I know, but it could rain. And my wife has a lot of hair. And so he's like, you Americans are so lazy. I'm sure that's what he said. He didn't say it out loud, but I said, yes, yes, I understand. We're just right there. But the last time it rained on us a little bit, and we were like, oh, my God, you know, for me, I don't have a problem. But, you know, women, church, hair. So go back to the other slide because I want you to pay attention. I knew where the life vests were at, just letting you know. Always have a plan. I know where they're at. And when we first got on the boat, the lady didn't want to let me pass. It was so full. And she's like, don't come this way. It's going to tip. I'm like, what are you saying? Like, seriously, it was an interesting experience. So I was all the way at the back. Go ahead and go to the next slide. This is just kind of me peering towards Argentina, like, hey, we're going to get there. Next slide. And here's a little bit of the ride. And I'm sitting on, like, the motor box. That's Bishop Gomez in the background, Judah, Lindsay, Eliana. It wasn't moving very fast. It did just, you know. But every Bishop Gomez was confident. I was confident. Go to the next slide. Oh, wait, the other way. Right there. That's us actually walking from where we docked, and this is actually Argentina. So keep going. There might be a... Oh, that's a video. There you go. Let's go, missionaries. It was kind of humid. The picture doesn't do it just. Beautiful area, very green. And So there's the flag. You see the Formosa flag, the Argentinian flag there. So you keep going to the next slide. And those are the missionaries. And keep going. That's them again in action. Keep going. That's the flag. Let's go to the next. It's a beautiful, there's souls there. Me and Bishop Gomez conversing there about the flag. It's just me just making up some Spanish words. Can we go to the next slide? I was just kidding. So those are some photos, and you can see, you know, the town of Formosa. We didn't walk all the way to the square, but we walked quite a bit, and when we felt the Lord and the need to do so, we prayed. So go to the next slide. So that's us praying. I actually have video of it. This is not a video. What you don't see is behind me and Bishop Gomez is the Papa. There's a mural of the Pope in back there, and we turned around, and it looked like he was blessing us, and I'm like, whatever. I didn't take a photo. I so wanted it. It's right there. It's right behind that bald head. But that's, we prayed, and we felt the direction of the Lord, and Bishop Gomez knows that we are going to move according to God's pace and God's footsteps, and I think that goes against a little bit of the tradition of things of like, hey, we gotta rile you up, we gotta put numbers in there, and you throw a lot of flaky pastors that are shallow and they cannot preach the word of God, teach the word of God. But he said, we're gonna wait, and he said, when his message, you'll hear it, he says, the Lord knows what this region needs. The Lord knows what this region needs, and he's trusting the direction's gonna come from the apostle. So let's go to the next slide. So I said, you better smile, kids. You're happy? No, I'm kidding. Obviously, you can tell. It was pretty warm, but we came in, did what the Lord wanted us to do, and the Lord's going to give us direction. He's going to give us direction. Go to the next slide. And those are just more pictures of us standing. We're claiming the ground where our feet hit, where we plant our feet. The Lord is going to give us increase. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And you can go to the next slide. And we may just be the medium, if you will, not in a spiritual kind of, but we just may be the conduit for now, but we know that the direction is going to come from Bishop, and we know that Pastor Gallegos is going to have a under the direction of our bishop, that's going to be his field. So their next destination was Pilar. And so we traveled the road, and we're so thankful that road is completed. The first time it was not, and so the trip took a little bit longer. But it's completed, and so let's keep going. So we arrived at that little tiny spot there. Keep going. And we had a conference. So the conference consists of 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And if you see those times, they don't look like culturally on our side of things, how we would do things, but this works for the people there. And we got together and said, you know, this is how we can minister to these people in this area at those times. So the attendance was 147. 6 months ago, we had an attendance of 120. And I was just the letter carrier. I was just the letter carrier. I took the letter from the apostle from the church in San Antonio, and I delivered it to the Church of God in Paraguay. And the letter was, ¿Cuántos dioses tenemos y cuál es su nombre? How many gods do we have, and what is his name? Let's go to the next thing. So y'all, some people would ask, hey, do you have videos of you in action? We'll see that in a moment. So we sang. We prayed. I'm not going to say anything about my daughter. She's praying. Go to the next slide. And is that a video? That's just a photo? So just imagine that guy up there speaking perfect Spanish. Keep going.
Amen.
¿Y cuántos dioses tenemos? Algunos de ustedes ya saben las respuestas, pero quiero darle de la palabra, ¿qué dice la palabra?
Amen.
So en esta enseñanza vamos a descubrir cuántos dioses tenemos y cuál es su nombre.
Amen.
Amén. ¿Cuándo dicen amén?
Amén.
Ok. Vamos a voltear y no necesitamos.
That's as good as it got. I chose that clip because it sounded good. No, I'm kidding. That's somebody recorded. And actually, a lot of these videos are not from my own hand. You know, my kids, somebody recorded, my wife. So that's me in action, guys. That's how good it gets. But just delivering the letter. Go to the next slide. Is that a video? I think it is. So my wife and my wife spoke and took a greeting to the church.
Antonio, there is a hug to you tonight.
Desde San Antonio, le damos un abrazo a ustedes esta noche.
Our prayers are with you.
Nuestras oraciones están con ustedes.
And in return, I would like to take your greeting back to them.
Y de regreso quiero tomar su saludo. Atrás al San Antonio.
Amen. Amen. That's okay.
And I'll let you know who's
Amen.
Y les voy a dar nota que ustedes mandaron saludos.
Amen. God bless you all.
Dios le bendiga a ustedes.
So they were okay with my wife taking the greeting from the church in Paraguay back to you. That's what they're amening right there. When she said, if it's okay with you, and they were saying amen. So they say, you know, greetings as well. Go to the next slide. So there was an addition to the first family. And so we caught up with Pastor Wilner's son. His name is Asiel Gomez. And we were like, oh, it was going to be a girl. And it ended up a boy. The Lord is good. So we caught up with the first family. Keep going. That's First Lady Gomez. That's Sister Janina Gomez, and that's, of course, the baby and my daughter and my wife. Keep going. Now, that is Pastor Ojeda's wife, who loves Ellie. She says, ¿Cómo está la nena? She loves our family, and her husband are submitted to Bishop Gomez, and they're one of the local pastors in Pilar. And so that is Pastor Ojeda's wife. Keep going. So, the kids had asked, hey, are we going to participate? And I didn't tell them. I didn't say yes. I didn't even know. But at the last moment, Bishop Gomez said something like, and the kids are going to participate. And I'm like, the kids are going to participate. And so I'm thankful that Bishop Gomez said participate. They all did it. And this is like, and they didn't know. 20 seconds, because we're talking in Spanish. They're at the front row. I said, hey, y'all are going to do something. And they all spoke. And ended very, very well. Keep going. I think that might be a video. And excuse the, I thought that my GoPro had a stabilizing method. It doesn't. They're singing in Guarani. One day I'm going to go back and I'm going to preach in Guarani. We'll see. I'll work on Spanish first. Go to the next slide. So this is a message from Bishop Gomez. We're going to play up to probably 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And I'm going to try to translate it. We'll go ahead and I'll translate afterwards.
Está creciendo y vamos a crecer más.
Amen. Since we're going to grow more.
Hallelujah. Estamos muy agradecidos a la primera iglesia de
San Antonio.
a la familia, la primera dama,
the first lady,
al obispo,
the bishop,
familia,
his family,
y a toda la congregación. Estamos
all the
muy
congregation, we are very thankful and grateful.
Y quiero que
and I would like
llévela el saludo de la iglesia
for you to
Paraguay,
take the greeting of the church in Paraguay
a la primera iglesia en el nombre de Jesús.
To the first church in the name of Jesus.
¿Cuánto manda saludo para
how many
la primera
of you say
iglesia?
Greetings? He's asking his church.
Aleluya, gloria a Dios. Muy agradecido en este día.
I'm very grateful today.
Gracias.
Thank
Pastor
you.
Misionero.
He said some words to me.
Gracias por este trabajo. Yo sé que no es fácil viajar 8,000 kilómetros, estar aquí, regresar. Él es igual que nosotros, un hombre trabajador. Él tiene que llegar y seguir trabajando. Aleluya, como nosotros seguimos trabajando. Aleluya, y él es un hombre muy humilde, su familia. Esta es toda su familia. Aleluya, su papá también es pastor.
Yeah. Talking about my dad Amen. Being a pastor.
Amen. Amen.
Aleluya, gloria a Dios. Y gracias a Dios que Dios sabe lo que necesita nuestro país.
God knows what our country needs.
Dios conoce lo que necesita su iglesia aquí en esta región.
God knows what his church needs in this region.
Por eso,
for this reason,
el obispo llegó en el año 2019.
Bishop arrived in 2019.
Tuve la oportunidad de abrazarlo,
I had the opportunity to hug him, to share with him
un almuerzo,
a lunch,
y nada más.
And nothing more.
Y desde ese
and
día,
from that day forward,
en adelante, él tuvo la visión,
he had the vision
de estar con nosotros,
to
de
be
apoyarnos,
with us, to support
en el nombre del Señor
in the name
Jesucristo.
Of Jesus Christ.
Él es un hombre muy humilde.
He is a very humble man.
Aleluya, que ama las almas.
That loves souls.
Que está enviando misioneros.
He's sending missionaries
en diferentes partes
to different
del mundo.
Parts of the world.
Aleluya, está en Italia,
to Italy,
en Francia,
France,
Alemania,
Germany,
en Sudáfrica,
South Africa,
Venezuela,
Venezuela
México,
Mexico,
Paraguay.
Paraguay.
Amen.
Amen.
¿Cuánto dicen amén?
I think we're good. So he continues on because he encourages the church after that and talks about how many are going to increase. And he talked about Formosa as well. But I asked his permission to play that because I wanted to make sure that I took the words back to you, Bishop. I don't want to leave any word untold or any word missed. But they love you and they respect you highly. Let's go to the next slide. We spent some time with Pastor Wilner the Monday before we left, and so Pastor Wilner actually caught a fish, a kind of fish called a dorado, but they jump up out of the water, and they have teeth, and his line at that point got cut. But I see there's a video somewhere. This is a miracle. Watch this.
Hey, míralo. Es un milagro. Hey, bring it to the bank, bro. ¿Tiene espinas o no?
It just got caught up in the line.
Hey, es el milagro de
Dios.
El milagro de Dios que
no hook.
¡Oye! Hey, gracias a Dios que Pastor Wilner juega. Él juega el fútbol.
Corvina.
¿Es Corvina?
You can go to the next slide. So that fish is called a corvina, and what he was showing there was no hook in the mouth. The fish's tail got caught up in the line. He brings it in. And we were praying, he didn't hear this either. He's like, see, prayer works. I had just prayed. And what you don't see off camera, the fish flies out of his hand, and Pastor Wilner kicks it back onto the bank. It did not escape, and so they're keeping it for us when we return. He actually said it's good eating. It's a corvina. Let's go to the next slide. So we actually were able to spend time with him. We return back to Asunción. That's us all happy going back. Go to the next one. And so we met some saints along the way. I'm talking about the Cowboys. No, I'm kidding. They're not saints of the church. What we did do was, this is unrelated. We were stopped at a checkpoint, and the police officer that checked us was kind of looking at the vehicle, and Bishop Gomez is like, man, I recognize him. He's like, hey, I preached to this guy. And he starts talking, and so this police officer is a saint of God. And he tells him, man, we got the missionary back there. I'm like, what? I mean, what are you? I didn't take anything, I promise. But they were so excited to introduce me, and that gentleman was an officer, a police officer, and in church. So it's beautiful to see. But anyways, it was us or them. We went through the cows. Keep going. I mean, it was interesting. We got close. Keep going. So San Ignacio, keep going to the next slide, is a town next door. That is a plot that they have, that they have purchased. The Lord is going to open a door for a church in that town in Paraguay. So that's San Ignacio. Go to the next slide. Quindi, Paraguay, there is a church there. We talked about what they're doing and how they're building and all, but some saints from Quindi were in the conference. So they had to travel. They go travel all the way down and all the way to Pilar. Go to the next one. San Roque and Gonzalez, there's a family there, so it's a town further up, and so there are saints in those towns. Go to the next slide. So I was able to see a different side of Paraguay, some elevation, some different things. Keep going. These are nice pictures. See? Beautiful. Somebody mowed. keep going. It's beautiful. It actually is a neat thing. So the return trip. There's something called Dulce de Guayaba. It is like, he said, And go ahead and play that video because the Lord is so good.
It's good, isn't it? Mama, we got you something that comes in handy.
Lord provides. But don't put it.
Keep that bread up in the air.
Can I just get that?
In Jesus' name.
So mom had purchased some, Lindsay had purchased some dulce de guayaba little cups because she just loves that stuff. And, of course, we can't take things back. But when we left on the trip back, it came in handy as a little snack. Of course, poor Ellie didn't know I was video recording. Keep going to the next slide. We're almost done. And they this is Pastor Gomez, or Bishop Gomez, excuse me, Pastor Wilner. And they gifted me a thermos. And that's how they drink their mate or their tereré in their mate in that little thing. But they told me, because I'm not used to it, they're like, well, you can fill it up with coffee and take it to work. And so, hey, that's something that might happen. But I just, they love us, and so they put missionary Garza and family. So they gave us that wonderful gift. Go to the next slide. All right, that was the end. Thank you, Jesus, for your provision. We are blessed. It's 8:59, and the Lord is perfect in time. I won't take up much time, but I'm going to take 5 minutes, Bishop, very quickly. Because I wanted to give you guys some word. And again, seriously, this is it in notes, but I'm going to be very quick. There is a scripture, Acts chapter 19, and I'm thankful that we have English and Spanish translation up on the big board. And the first part of that chapter talks about those disciples that were rebaptized. And so we like to emphasize that if you've been baptized in any other name and then come to know the true name that you're supposed to be baptized in, which is the name of Jesus, you can be rebaptized. And so anybody here who's not been baptized in the precious name of Jesus, is fully submerged in water, you have that opportunity. But I know that we look at this scripture and it's very good, and there's a part of verse 15. It talks about the sons of Sceva. And it said, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And so the no, you know that when in English it has two no's there, Jesus I know and Paul I know. Now, in the Greek, when it translates those words, there's two different words. They mean two different no's. The first no, when it talks to Jesus, it's something that you know, to learn, to acquire information, be familiar with, to understand, acknowledge. But it's also the same word that's used when a man and a wife are intimate. When the Bible uses the word no, there's this intimacy word. That same word is Jesus I know. And it's interesting why the enemy would have known Jesus like that. He was really familiar with this Jesus. Now, with Paul, though, he says, Paul I know. Now, that know is a different word, and it just means to be aware, to possess information, about to understand. In Spanish, it actually does it a better justice. It says, pero respondiendo el espíritu malo dijo, a Jesús conozco. A Jesús conozco. Jesus I know. And it says, y sé quién es Pablo. And Paul, I know, uses two different words in Spanish. It uses conocer and saber. So conocer is that first word, to know somebody, and that is to express familiarity with. This enemy was familiar with Jesus. And somehow he was knowledgeable of Paul. And it just bothered me slightly why he knew Paul through Jesus. So we're going to go back to the famous Matthew 7 really quick. 21 through, and we use this a lot. And Pastora preached on it, and Bishop, you mentioned this on Sunday. It says, Matthew 7, 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Bishop had expounded on the will of the Father being God's works, excuse me, God's wishes, God's determinations, God's decree, God's purpose, God's commandments. It says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and cast demons in your name? Didn't the sons of Sceva do the same thing? And done many wonders in your name? He says, and then I will declare to them, and it says, I never knew you. The no there is the same no when somebody is intimate or has familiarity. Pastora had preached a message talking about when we are baptized in Jesus' name. Yes, there's the blood is applied, but we're entering into a covenant relationship. We're entering into a marriage. You know, it's really interesting that Jesus doesn't know those people in that day because he was never intimate with them. He didn't know them. They didn't take on his name. And I think the big difference with Paul, when he could speak the name and say in Jesus' name and things would happen or unusual miracles would happen, well, because Paul had taken on the name. And because he took on the name, Jesus knew Paul. Jesus was familiar with him. And so I don't want to be that person. And we're not. And many people here are not in that group of the group that Jesus is not going to know. But we revere the Word of God. We respect this Word so much that we got to follow it completely and to the T. And so when the Word of God says to be baptized in Jesus' name, we want to follow that to the T. Why? Because if you're not, when you get to that day, he's not going to know you. You can say his name. You can flippantly rebuke a juror, an enemy, or the demon. And you can do it all you want. And in fact, there's other scriptures in the Bible that say that the apostles say, hey, you know, these people are using your name and things are happening. And Bishop, you talked about it. We can use that. People can use that name. And just because things are happening, it does not mean that Jesus knows who you are. And so we take this word not just to Paraguay. We take it everywhere we go. I'll finish off with a testimony, and I wasn't going to say this, but it's now in my mind, and y'all may stand. I want Jesus to know who I am. And baptism, and we talked about it, that baptism in Jesus' name is key, and infilling of the Holy Ghost is key, but doing the will of God and continuing to do his will is important. We were on the trip back. And it was going really good. We were happy. We contented. We had followed God and content to be under the apostles' anointing, and content to just be basking in the Lord. And we had landed in Panama. We had waited there for a little bit, and we were going to take off again. And, I mean, the plane is actually taxiing back, and or actually had already taxied, and we're going to get onto the runway. And this lady comes walking up, and you just got to know your surroundings, folks. Have a plan. Know your nearest exit. Know where the bathroom's at. These are all interesting plans, but they're plans. She was in distress, and gave her symptoms. I don't feel good. Well, lo and behold, the stewardess stops her and like, well, no, we're leaving. You got to sit down. They guess where they sit her next, right in front of me, and I'm like, oh man, she's a nurse. Yeah. And the ladies, you know, at the time I didn't know what was going on, but of course they announced, if there's any medical professionals, please ding the light. And I'm like, can I lie? No. In a doctrinal conference, we had, God moved. And so I was like, oh, well, and it's like, ding. Nobody ever really wants to be in that situation. I mean, always looking for attention. But if the name of God can be, lifted up, if the name of God can be lifted up, that's all that matters. So the stewardess was very good and was talking to the lady. She just did a great job. And so I said, hey, I'm a doctor and I got my degree online. So I helped out, assess the situation. The lady had a pretty, a traumatic event in their life, had lost a loved one, was not feeling good. So we're going to taxi back so that EMS can evaluate her. So the trip gets delayed. I love the Lord. This has been a wonderful growth process. And I love the anointing of the apostle because I have confidence in God and I believe he can heal and he can do all things. And so I assessed it medically and found out she was stable and she was fine and we were going to get there. But I just bent over a little bit and said, hey, I'm going to pray for you. I didn't do anything heroic. I didn't scream at the top of my lungs. I didn't tell the whole plane, hey, you guys stretch your hands towards this lady. There's no need for that. All you need to do. But I did pick up an offering. No, I'm teasing. Actually, I kind of did. Not on purpose. But I just whispered in her ear, and I said, I'm going to pray close. It was loud, and I said, I'm going to pray close to your ear. And I just did a simple prayer, just like God wants to hear. The enemy needs to know who he is, and by default needs to know who I am. And so I prayed for her. I said, in the name of Jesus, God, you understand what's going on in this situation. You know the loss of life. God, comfort her from the head, from her head to her feet. Heal her body. Do what you need to do. I helped her out of the plane. The lady said, thank you. The stewardess said, came later on and said, hey, well, because of your participation, we'd like to give you $100, whatever. I was like, I'm good. I look at Lindsay, I'm like, am I supposed to take this? I mean, is this like diezmos? Do I have to? I don't know. Anyways, I said, fine, whatever. So they forwarded it to the account, if you will, to use on the next trip. So we're saving money. But later on, the stewardess came by, and she's like, we were really touched. She said, my coworker was really touched when you prayed for that lady. And I'm like, oh. So I turned to Lindsay. I'm like, I guess they're talking about it. The coworker later on at the end of the flight, again, I mean, like, I'm, you're welcome. Like, they keep thanking me. And like, I'm like, dude, I didn't do anything. The lady comes and says, and kneels down and says, again, thank you so much for praying for her. Now, that wasn't the same stewardess. That was, so the other stewardess wouldn't tell the other stewardess, you know, how they gossip on the plane. And she said, she knelt down and said, you know, I am, and this is not to knock somebody's growth. She's like, I take classes in my church regarding holistic or whole body healing. And I don't want to discount there, you know, but I know who Jesus is. You don't need to take a class. You don't need to be taught, you know, how the body does its. I don't know what that class entailed, but the Word of God is plain and it's true. And the name of Jesus is powerful. Now, you can use that name, but you better be clothed appropriately, or you're going to be like the sons of Sceva. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. But who are you? I don't know what happened to that lady. I don't know what the end result is. But all I say is this, that God's name be glorified, that God's name be professed. Hallelujah. If you look, and this is it. Man, that's a lot of 5 minutes. That's a doctor 5 minutes right there, Bishop. I am so sorry. At the end of Acts 19, it said after the demon beat up these dudes and they ran out naked and beaten, it said that the word of the Lord grew, or the word of the Lord, they respected it. There was fear fell upon the people, and the word of the Lord was spread. Now, we don't have to have a demon come in here and whip you up to pieces. But I do know this, the word of the God has said in this church that healing is going to happen. Healing will happen in this house. It's happening in this house. And there's something about the hand of the apostle. It has to come from the apostle. And we're not glorifying a man. Bishop Gomez knows this too. We love Jesus, and we're so thankful that he's put our apostle as our head and as our leader. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for today and for your blessings, Lord. God, we give you glory and honor and praise for what you're doing in our midst. God, as this extends out into the regions, Lord, we thank you, God, for what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we're honored to be in your presence, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, take care of our bishop, Lord. Guard our apostles.